We have looked at our human existence on two axes, the horizontal and the vertical. The horizontal being the phases and framings of your evolution, and the vertical being the stack of your aspects of awareness. That is from corporeal to emotional to analytical to identity itself. Then let us open a third perspective, concentric, picture, point, picture, a circle. At its very center, as far as you are concerned, the most intimate point of concentration, an instance of cognition, you, at the other extreme, stretching into infinity, the sphere of the world, existence as a whole. And at their intersection, their meeting point, there are countless waves and streams, countless cycles turning, the stories of our existence. Each of these three merits our attention. We have the microcosm, the individual you. We have the macrocosm, the vast universe. And in between, we have the mesocosm, the middle world, our meeting points, the field of our ever-changing environment and engagement. We have looked at the self and its composition. Attention to the nature and dynamics of the self is critical in the process of orienting to all that is. The cultivation of well-rounded self-awareness, a recognition of the importance of you in your many aspects of being, as an influence, as a director, as a creator of states in the potentials of existence. At the other end, the great container of our being, the universe as all that is, the universe as all that ever was, and the universe as all that might ever be. Now this universe is not a random, chaotic collection of phenomena. It is a systemic whole, a great organism unto itself, operating with certain principles. The laws of nature, as we call them, but laws that influence not only the workings of matter, but also consciousness. Raw consciousness, as a unified field, enters into the world of formations. There is cognition as we encounter and evaluate our environment. There is awareness as we abide in particular states and contexts. And there is an entity, you, as the summary blueprint of all that has been encountered, recognized, and recorded. We do not, as specific entities, exist independently of the workings of the universe. And as such, whatever general principles, whatever patterns and dynamics that we may encounter in the world out there, we can also expect to discover the same in the realm of our internal awareness. The earth of your physicality, the water of your feelings, the fire of your reason, and the air of your collective self. When you gaze into the universe, look upon it as an elaborate version of what you yourself are. Find in it the potentials you are yet to discover within yourself. Then into the field of meetings, the stories as they unfold. Each story with a beginning and an end, passing through its phases. You in the womb, as a baby, as a growing child, as a teenager, reaching maturity, middle age, old age, and finally your death. That's the greater story and framing for the countless smaller stories that unfold as you evolve. Each of these stories is a process of growth. Then recognize the story, recognize its phases, reflect and live in awareness of the journey as it unfolds, recollect the previous chapters, the history of your tale, reflect on the nature of the present page in your story, and contemplate on the future that may unfold from present potentials and past accumulations. Evaluate what you have, evaluate what you lack. Whatever that you missed in the past, appreciate it as a lesson learned. It will return to you in the future. But remember, you live not in the chapters past, nor in the chapters yet to be written. You live on the present page and in the current word, making the best of what you have in the present. Always look upon your role in the story as it unfolds, back to self-awareness, where the story takes on dark or unpleasant turns. Reflect on your contribution. Reflect on how you might adapt, reframing deficits as potentials, reframing problems as solutions. Skillful in reading the inner map, skillful in reading the outer map, skillful in reading the scripts of the stories as they unfold. This is your journey across the pages of the Book of Life. Read it with mindful reflection and write it into a harmonic whole. With that, your greatest story does not terminate in death, but culminates in the fulfillment of all of your potential. Self, story, and world. Enjoy the show, and remember, do not glue your fingers to a particular page. Let the reel keep on turning. Liberate the unfolding of your story and unveil its essence. The essence of your story is the essence of the universe and the essence of your inner self.